Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with your retirement cash flow strategist, Mark Lumia, the owner of the True Wealth Group. You know, it's probably very difficult to get more than 40 famous musicians and singers in one place at one time to accomplish the same task. But it happened on January 28th of 1985. That's when We Are the World was recorded. You probably remember that the proceeds went toward worldwide hunger prevention. Do y'all remember the video?
Very much so.
I do. I think, didn't Michael Jackson start that or something? Or yeah. He was just in it?
He was in it. Yeah, he was like all the big stars back then. The singer you just mentioned off the air.
Oh, Bob Dylan. I liked him. He was in it. But, and Stevie Wonder was awesome in that, you know? So, I mean, you think about all those people that were giving back then. That was really cool, though. I'm sure they are very proud of that, though.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, we've heard that when it comes to the stock market, a down January leads to a down year. Here's Sam Stovall, chief equity strategist with the S&P Capital IQ.
Really, all it does is it identifies investor confidence or confusion. If the market is up in January, it has been very successful projecting the remainder of the year. But as we saw in 2014, a down January, we still ended up with more than an 11% price appreciation and a gain of in excess of 13% if you include dividends.
Well, Mark, what do you think? Should we be concerned after a somewhat bumpy January on Wall Street?
I don't think January actually matters because, as he just said, it was wrong last year. We didn't know the market was going to go down 40% in 2008. We didn't know that in 2000, 2001, and 2002, the market would go down 50% after being up 28% a year for 5 years straight. The truth is, no one really knows when the market is going to go up or go down. So you have to have a strategy. You have to have a plan. I think it's especially true if you're getting closer and closer to retirement or if you're in retirement, because you're not going to have enough time to recover. And when you're in retirement, you're actually drawing money out of the money that you're investing, which is when we get into the sequence risk problem. We also have the longevity problem when you're in retirement, how long you're going to last and how long is your money going to last. So I just say, basically, you need a plan because you really don't know. Mm-hmm. And volatility is here and it's going to be going up and down. So have the appropriate amount at risk and the appropriate amount in your safe accounts.
And Mark would love to help you with that. Call 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572 for your complimentary retirement strategy stress test. You're also going to receive a free copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Stress-Free Retirement. Well, if you want to do something well, look at the people who are doing it well. Mark Diana of MoneyTips.com spoke to 510 retirees and came up with the secrets of successful retirement savers. Let's take a look at what he found, Mark. You know, just from the top, what did successful retirees have in common? Well, 25% of them calculated how much they need in retirement in their 40s. What do you think of this list?
Well, the list continues to say 21% of them in their 50s, 60% saved between 6 and 20% per year. They said 44% said that they retired comfortably on less than $500,000. 67% live on less than $100,000 per year. 23% live on $25,000 to $50,000 per year. And 62% said they use a financial advisor. Mm. So overall, they said have an annual and monthly budget to stick to, have a plan to retire, be disciplined as an investor. It's very risky to make bets on the stock market or on real estate. If you are disciplined, you can have a nice nest egg in retirement. So the biggest fear is, according to the article, outliving their savings was the biggest fear, incurring substantial healthcare costs, which we talked about earlier in the show, 25% maintaining their standard living is a concern, inflation is a concern, and their lifespan increasing, living longer. Mm. So that's where you need to have balance. You need to have risk versus safe. I just started a new book. It's going to be called Retirement Cash Flow, and that's where we're kind of going to start.
Oh, that's breaking news.
Yeah, we're going to start about risk versus safe, how much you should have at the risk and how much you should have in the safe bucket. You know, you heard me talk about many things like it on the shows previously. We talk about human capital, financial capital, social capital, you know, different strategies and plans. That's what we have set for the new book. I'm hoping to get it done within 6 or 8 months, but sometimes it takes a year to get it done.
That's very exciting. And speaking of your book, on the website, retirementmark.com, you can still download a free e-copy of Mark's book, Thinking Outside the Money Box. Just go to retirementmark.com and go ahead and take advantage of that free download, because as you just heard, breaking news, Mark has a new book coming, Retirement Cash Flow, later in the year. So go ahead and get your first Retirement Mark book right away. Well, we talk about minimizing your exposure to risk with your investments as you get closer to retirement. What about the other side of the conversation? Greg McBride, the chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com, talks about being overly cautious.
If you're too heavily tilted toward things like cash or even government bonds that are paying those next to nothing yields, your money is not invested risk-free, because you're losing ground to inflation. And that loss of buying power is just as damaging as a loss of principal. So you need to offset that with investments in other asset classes that have the potential for higher returns. But over the course of a 20 or even 30 or more year retirement horizon, you're going to need some portion of your portfolio that's outperforming inflation, that's growing your buying power, so that you're still able to pay the bills on a consistent basis well into your golden years.
Mark, what are the alternatives that you can offer your clients that might cover that middle ground?
I think the key is, when you're looking at your overall portfolio, the first thing you need to do is create a floor. The floor is what's going to cover all your needs and wants plus inflation until you die. So if your floor covers all your needs and wants, including inflation, and what is part of the floor, usually pensions, Social Security, annuity income, things like that. If that's enough to cover your floor, then any money you have left over, you can invest for the upside. But two people will look at that two different ways. You have excess money. You already know that everything's covered, mm-hmm. except for things that you haven't planned for. So basically, some people say, hey, everything's covered, so I can take as much risk as I want with that excess or the upside. Other people will look at the same situation, say, hey, everything's covered, I don't need to take any risk. Well, most people really fall somewhere in between. So yeah, you probably should have some money that can keep up with inflation. But the question is, what is that percentage? What is that number? That's where you need advice from a professional. You need to really seek out the advice from a retirement cash flow strategist. You know, most advisors are accumulation advisors. They look at your portfolio. They say, hey, you're getting 6% rate of return. I can get 7. Mm-hmm. Well, everything changes when you retire and you start taking money out of the money that you're saving. And then you have a lot more risk and a lot more concerns. And that's why you definitely need to see a specialist. And that's why when most people come in with a plan they already have with a current advisor, we find things that can make their plan better. So I just suggest that people make a phone call to us or go to the website or the blog and click the button, schedule an appointment, and we can talk.
I love that. And the phone number is 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. If you're driving and can't jot that down, just remember retirementmark.com. We often talk about strategies to help us become more financially confident in retirement, but can too much confidence be a bad thing? A recent Time article suggested that as we get older, we may need more help with financial decisions. A financial professional is important at any age, Mark, but why is it so vital later in life?
Well, you think it's tough managing your 401k now. Just wait till you're 80 and you're not as quite as sharp as you once were, or you still believe yourself to be. Cognitive decline, according to the article in Humans, is a fact. It starts before you are 30, but picks up speed around age 60. A slow decline in the ability to think clearly wasn't an issue years ago because life expectancy wasn't as long. So before the longevity revolution extended life expectancy beyond 90 years. But now we're making key financial decisions way past our brain's peak. Normal age-related cognitive decline has a noticeable effect on financial decision-making. The Center for Retirement Research at Boston College finds in a new paper, researchers have followed the same set of retirees since 1997 and documented their declining ability to think through issues. Despite measurable cognitive decline, however, these retirees, age 82 on average, demonstrated little loss of confidence in their knowledge about finance and almost no loss of confidence in their ability to manage their financial affairs. Critically, the survey found more than half who experienced significant cognitive decline remain confident in their money know-how and continue to manage their finances rather than to seek help from family or a professional advisor. So basically, the article was entitled Why Confidence May Be Your Biggest Financial Risk in Retirement. Mm-hmm. So we have a new risk there, confidence risk.
Yeah.
Because as we decline, we still think we can do things even though we can't. Like when some people retire to the villages, they still think they can play softball. Yeah, a lot of them still can, but my dad, he couldn't still play softball. He kept on getting hurt. So he took up golf, and that's when I told you a story about him getting a couple holes in ones in his first couple of years of playing, and all his buddies don't have any. So we do have a decline. We always think we can do more than we really can do, and that holds true even for someone my age, you know.
And Mark is ready to meet with you to discuss your retirement options and offer some solutions on how to increase your wealth. 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. Mark, thank you for helping all of us to be excited and better prepared for retirement. Wonderful show. Your final thoughts.
Well, we covered a lot today, and I want to get back to what we said last time. Spending more time with family, creating memories, is one of the many wonderful ways you can spend your retirement years. I'm here to help you achieve those dreams. My goal each week is for you to leave the show with a greater confidence about your retirement planning. This is Retirement Mark, making every dollar count.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.